Hello and welcome to Web Hack Wednesday. I'm Martin Bewey.
And I'm Martin Kern.
And today we're going to be talking about web notifications.
Excellent. What's a web notification?
Well, you know what a notification is on your phone?
Yeah.
Or in Windows?
Yeah.
When an application's got something to tell you,
yeah,
it will notify you via the Action Center or the Notification Center or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
Well, it's basically adding that capability into a website.
Oh,
so
okay,
if something happens on a website, you get notified about it.
So kind of like on Facebook, if you're on the Facebook website, sometimes
yes,
you'll get notified.
Yeah, actually on the Facebook website, if you've got nothing, they used to do this thing where they'll sort of make a sound.
Yeah.
And they try and get your attention that something's happened on the web page.
Yeah.
Well, this is a way of getting into the system kind of notifications.
Okay.
Sort of way.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Things.
Right.
So it's quite straightforward to sort of determine that. So let's go over to my computer. This is just a website. This is written in ASP.NET Core, but that's really unimportant at the moment. It's all just JavaScript and HTML I'm really going to be using here. But there's some stuff you'll see on the screen here. This is my actual blog. So there'll be stuff on here which you might not sort of recognize or might not see. So I've just got a script section in my Razor view where I'm going to start writing some JavaScript. And this will get placed at the bottom of the document when it compiles the actual thing. So the last thing for the closing body tag. And what I've added to my document is a p tag, which is called information. It's got an ID of information.
Good, okay.
To keep it simple. And a button with an ID of button.
That's good.
Yeah.
I was wondering what you might have called the button. That's a good descriptive name for it.
It's the only button on the web page.
Yeah.
Now, I want to determine whether or not this browser is capable of supporting a thing called the web notification API. So
this is a JavaScript API.
It is a JavaScript API. It's in browsers.
Okay.
It's in mobile browsers. It's in desktop browsers.
Yeah.
It's supported by all the major browser manufacturers.
Yeah.
And so we're going to just determine whether it exists. And all we've got to do is look for a browser that supports notifications and is going to have an object called notifications on the window object.
Okay. Yeah.
So if I'll just paste some code in here. It says, it looks for a notification in window, and it says, if it doesn't exist, if there's no notification on the window object, then document.getElementById information, change the inner text to web notification is not supported, and it disables the button. So if someone comes to this page and they're using a browser which doesn't support notifications, it's going to give them a little message saying it's not supported and disable the button. And else, obviously, if it is supported, it's going to go and change it. Say, good news, web notifications is supported in your browser.
Very polite, isn't it?
It is very, it's very polite. So I know it's either supported or not supported at this stage. And so we can start thinking about, all right, well, now I want to go and wire up my button. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm just going to say document.getElementById and give it the ID of my button, which was
button
conveniently.
Yep.
And then dot add event listener and click.
So this is just standard event handler for a click event on a button.
A click event on a button, which so happens to be called button, right?
Yeah.
So I've got this now anonymous function here, which doesn't really do anything. So now someone's going to be able to click that button and something's going to happen. Well, what do I need it to do? Well, I need it to go and start calling this object, this notifications object. So if I say notification, that's my object on the window. So I guess it's shorthand for window.notification, but that'll work nonetheless. Notification, request permission.
Okay.
Permission. Requesting permission for is an API. And all I need to do is, that's when I call that function, it's going to ask the user to allow notifications.
Okay.
Or it will request it the first time it's going to request it, and then subsequently, it will either know that it's already got permission and execute the code or whatnot. But this is going to invoke the UI, potential UI, to ask the user, do you want to allow notifications?
Right. Okay.
Because the user's always got to say whether they want to allow a website to notify.
Yeah, itself. It's like when the website's using a microphone and that kind of thing. Webcams, it's the same kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah. So again, it's the same sort of thing. We give another function, an anonymous function. In there. So this function is going to be called once this is resolved.
Yeah.
And there's a object which will come in here, and I'm going to call that permission. Permission. I think we'll call it permission. And so this will contain the object, which is whether or not they said yes or no to that
thing.
It's not actually quite, it could be three states. It can be either default, default, granted, or denied.
Okay.
So let's go and see what we're going to be doing there. So now I've got these three states. So in JavaScript, I've got three states.
Yep.
I might want to add a switch. So I'm going to put a switch on that permission statement. And we'll say permission. Have I spelled the same? Doesn't matter if I spelled it right, but just as long as I spelled the same way. And say we can say case if permission is granted.
You need a little.
I need one of those. My syntax is not great there. So I need to get an icon. Icon. So this can go. This is basically anywhere on an internet object which is going to represent the icon which shows up with the notification.
Okay.
Now it doesn't support SVGs. I found.
Oh, that's interesting.
Pretty annoying.
We're going to have a conversation about SVGs at some point in the future.
Yeah.
Aren't we,
so. They are the future.
Yeah.
We'll discuss it. So I found I use a PNG for this because we need an alpha channel in it because you don't necessarily know what the UI is going to show up on.
Yeah.
So it's a good idea to just use a transparent background.
Yep. Okay.
And I've got an icon which is located on my website, which I'm going to use for the purposes of this, which is http://thebeebs.co.uk/images/beebs.png.
Okay.
And that is the icon file that we're going to be using. And then we want to set up a notification. Notification equals new notification. New notification.
Okay.
And this accepts a number of parameters. Now, the first thing is going to be the title, which shows in the title.
Okay.
So
yeah.
We're going to say something like higher because, we're polite, but we're trying to keep it informal.
Yeah. An informal tone.
Yeah, exactly.
The tone of voice, yeah.
And then I construct a payload. This payload can contain some other kind of bits and pieces, there's other options, but the two properties that I'm going to include
are... Quite a grand term, really, considering what you're about to type in there, but...
What do you mean, what's the grand term?
Just payload seems like it's...
That's correct.
I know it is, it just doesn't seem appropriate for this demo, but yeah, there we go.
Webhack Wednesday. Okay, we've got that there now. And so now I just need to pass in the icon as well.
Okay.
Icon and that icon, and then that goes into the icon file that I've got up there, which is already, it's a string basically, the reference to that string. So that should be good. I've got my, is that resolved properly? Did I miss out a colon or something there? Webpack Wednesday, that should be a comma, right? That's good. It just took, for some reason, my IntelliSense is quite slow. So we've got a notification now. So now all I need to do is, that thing which I've just constructed, that notification, that will fire instantly, and some UI is going to come up on screen.
Okay.
Now, if someone clicks on that, I need to do something on my page. So what I'm going to say is just take that notification object and say, on click of that object, I want to execute some code.
Okay.
And you could do anything in JavaScript at this point. You could open a window or whatever. What you will find, at least in the implementation on Edge, is that when someone clicks on that, it will refocus back to that web page that initiated it.
Yeah, okay.
So you're going to get that benefit of it going back to that web page.
So this would still fire even if it's a web page opening a different tab?
Yeah. Or not even the web page is, maybe the browser's not closed in this instance, but it's minimized.
Right, okay.
It's going to maximize and go to the correct tab and everything, all that sort of stuff.
Super
so
cool.
I'm going to just do document dot get element by ID. I'm going to go into that. What did I call that? Information?
I think you did, yeah.
Information dot inner text. And we're just going to put that as you clicked the notification, like this. Oops. That's all I need to do. And so now we should have a granted, the case is granted, or the case is denied. I'm also going to add in... a break there, because obviously you don't want it to carry on through. And then I'll add a new case in there. Should it be, instead of granted, it would be denied. And
you could adopt quite a disgruntled tone of voice for this one.
Okay, if you want me to.
Yeah, I can, I think you should. Well, suit yourself then. You could say something like that. Fine if you don't want my notifications.
Fine.
Yeah.
You don't want.
You don't know what you're missing out on.
Don't. I'll do it in capitals and misspelling with no apostrophe.
Yeah.
Fine. You don't want to know. about important stuff.
Yeah.
And that's good. You can place that if someone denies spell document, right? Document don't get element by ID, information in a text, fine.
You need your little, I keep missing the switch statements, right?
Yeah.
You need your break as well, don't forget.
Yeah, well, actually, there's nothing which it could possibly go to, but yeah, that's good. So now we have what we think should work as a standard.
I think that should work, yeah.
So I'm going to go into IIS Express, which is my web server.
Say again.
And my IIS Express.
Very good.
And it's going to load up localhost, should do.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the page, which was a notification.
I'm excited about this.
Are you really?
Yep.
And then it says, look, we've got this bit. Good news, web notification support in your browser. Send a notification. The notification showing up, as we expect.
Okay.
And then over in our action center there, you can see it as well. It's the history of all the times I've clicked it, which says, hiya, hello from Webhack Wednesday.
And this would, obviously you're using Windows here, but this would display based on whatever the device is. So what would happen if I was on like an iPhone?
It integrates into, it depends, the web browser decides what the notification system looks like.
Right, that's very cool.
It is and it isn't in some ways. I'll show you the implementation in Google of the same thing.
Okay. It says, hello
from Webhack Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Which is kind of good. But you'll note that isn't a system UI.
No, that's a browser.
Yeah, that's a browser sort of capability, which is fine, and it sort of does the same job. But by the way, if I obviously
and what's the URL of this? Is it just slash notification?
Yeah,
I'm going to try it on my iPhone just to see. I'm just intrigued. Let's go back. The Biebs. .co.uk, it's in my favourites.
Slash notification. Go.
That one there. Okay, send a notification. Yep. Oh, web notification is not supported, it says there. So that's useful.
Probably cut that bit out.
Yeah.
It's supported on Android.
Okay,
it is supported on Android. Now, the kind of the next thing about this, so we've got a web notification, which it shows some thing in screen, it shows some UI, which is great. But obviously, the browser has to be open for this to work.
Yes.
There is a next step, which we'll look at on another show, which is we start using the thing called the push API.
Okay.
And the way that the push API works is that you can, from your server, send a push API down to the browser.
Right.
And the way this works in Chrome at the moment is that there, if the browser's not open, there is a service worker which can listen to that notification come in. And the service worker can initialize a notification. So what you get in that scenario, and that workflow, is the user hasn't got the browser open at all, and you're able to send a notification all the way down and get the person to open their browser if they're interested in that notification as well.
That's really cool.
So at the moment, what we've shown today is just like a very basic, simple notification.
Yeah.
But the future of these notifications is being able to service send these and send it to users who don't have their browser open or don't have their...
which is getting very close to what apps do.
Precisely. Yeah. And I think this is what some of these capabilities like notifications are making websites more app-like.
Yeah. And resulting in appy users.
And on that bombshell, we'll leave you for Webhack Wednesday this week, and we'll see you next Wednesday for another Webhack topic.